Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I am so glad to be back with my lovely co-host, Kiana.
Hey.
I just wanted to get a little bit of housekeeping stuff done. So first thing I want to say is don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at 90 Day Fiancé, wait, what? And on Twitter at 90 Day Fiancé, WWH. And with that being said, let's hop into the episode. Well, first of all, I want to say, actually, this episode didn't seem very boring to me. I feel like it didn't seem as boring as the other episodes this season.
Yeah, I won't necessarily say that it's been boring, but I don't know. I don't know if it's because these episodes are 2 hours long and it just kind of feels like it's dragging along, but I understand what you're saying completely.
I think that it's probably that the episodes are super long, which they've always been long. But also, maybe these, you know, there's not like one couple that really, or two couples that really stand out that make the show, make you want to watch the show, if that makes sense. Like on the other seasons, we had Angela and Michael, Brittany and Yazan.
Yeah, I think it's just because, yeah, the episodes are long normally, but I think it's just because they're 2 hours. That kind of just seems like a long time to be watching the episode. It's like a movie.
It's like a movie, but it has commercials.
Right. So like a made-for-TV movie.
Right. And after a while, you're kind of just like, can I just skip the commercials? I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. But let's go ahead and get into Brandon and Julia. Okay. So this episode, Brandon's parents and also Brandon decide that the day after they bring Julia home and she, you know, stays in her bed in her own room for the first night, they decide that they are going to go to work.
Yeah.
What in the world? Why? At least Brandon could have taken off work that day. What? I don't understand that. I really don't.
Okay, my question is, did no one tell Julia that she had to wake up in the morning to feed the animals? Because
seriously.
It seemed like she didn't know that.
Right. And it seemed like they expected her to, after one day of training on the farm the day before, to be like some expert at feeding animals and stuff.
Yeah, it just seemed like maybe she wasn't aware of what she was supposed to be doing on the farm. I mean, she knew she had to go get the egg from the chicken, but it didn't seem like she knew that she had to be up at 7 a.m. to feed them.
Right.
And when the neighbor lady or the lady that was there to help her came over, she seemed like she thought Julia knew, but
right.
Julia didn't seem to know unless maybe she forgot. She just overslept and she was like, oh, I was supposed to feed the animals. I didn't know that.
Right. And what I want to know is, what if this friend never came? Like, would the animals have just starved all day?
Okay, this is what I was thinking. Obviously, they have to have somebody that does that stuff. Why is Julia doing it? They go to work every day. Like, before Julia came, they go to work every day. So, obviously, there's somebody on the farm taking care of the animals. So, I don't know why it's kind of like now it's going to be up to Julia to get up in the morning and feed the animals. I mean, who was doing it before she got there?
Exactly. And I was wondering, like, was the friend the one that was doing it? Like,
yeah, she must have been, because, I mean, even if she wasn't, someone had to be doing it while they go to work every day. So, I mean,
maybe they fired whoever they had doing it before, because now they have Julia to just do it for free.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, now You know, we're going to have to let you go because Brandon's fiance is coming to the United States and she's going to be the farmhand now.
Thought it was. I didn't like how the family friend, whoever she was, I didn't really like how she was talking. Like, the farm isn't a place for a princess and stuff like that. Like, look, I didn't ask to be working on this damn farm, okay? So,
yeah,
don't kind of belittle me.
Yeah, and Brandon didn't tell Julia about the farm before she got there, did he? He didn't, right?
If I remember correctly, I think he might have, but I don't know if he told her to the point, oh, this is what we do. Like, this is, you're going to have to do this, basically. I don't think that he told her that she was going to have to be the one, even if he did tell her about the farm.
Yeah, but I think he didn't tell her because I remember he didn't tell her about the separate rooms and he didn't tell her about the farm. So, I mean, what do you expect her to do? She's a city girl.
Okay, so Julia works on the farm all day with the lady. You know, at a certain point, Brandon gets off of work. And Brandon goes straight to his room. He doesn't say hi. He doesn't give her a kiss or anything.
That's why I was like, he must have had a bad day.
I was thinking maybe Julia had already been blowing up his phone all day because she was unhappy with all the work that she had to do on the farm. So she was probably blowing up his phone all day. So when he got home, he was probably like, no, I need a minute, okay?
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, he must have had a bad day because why wouldn't he say anything to her? I mean, that was just kind of weird. And even if he did have a bad day, how do you think my day went on this freaking farm all day doing nothing?
Exactly.
Running from pigs and chickens.
Like, you know that she was not built for that. That's not who she is. Get a grip.
Yeah.
I actually did like that Julia was very open about how she felt, though. I think that's important to have in a relationship. You guys have to be able to talk. So even though it wasn't really what Brandon wanted to hear, I did like that she didn't care and that she expressed herself and made it known.
Definitely agree.
So, oh my gosh. The parents have plans again to go meet with Brandon's grandfather at dinner. Why didn't Julia know this before?
I'm seriously like so sick of Brandon's parents. It's not even funny. Why do they're acting like Brandon's like 16 or something. I mean,
Girl. I mean,
I get it. He's your only kid, whatever. He's your only kid. Got it. But oh my goodness, he's not a child.
Like, exactly.
Oh my gosh, I can't take it. And I think specifically his mom, I liked her at first. And I'm not going to say that I don't like her, but she's really starting to rub me the wrong way.
I mean, we talk about this all the time. She is just overwhelming. The father wasn't so bad at first, but now it's seeming like he is just as bad. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for Julia in that regard because, you know, I can only imagine you had to work on a farm all day. You know, you haven't been able to see your significant other all day. And then the first thing that y'all have to do when he gets home is damn go to dinner with the grandfather. Okay, the grandfather, he was so nice, you know, whatever. But can't we just take a break?
Right, I just got here.
Yeah, I just got here. Mm-hmm. I got put to work right away. Why can't I just like have some time? Mm-hmm. They have been on go since she got there. Can she have a break, please?
That's what I'm saying. It just seems so overwhelming. I feel like if I was Julia, I wouldn't be able to take it. I probably would have went back home by then because, first of all, I'm not working on your farm. I'm sorry. Not working on your farm. Not doing it. And Brandon's mom would really be irritating me by this point, and I would need to like not look at her for a while because you're really pushing me.
So let's move on to meeting the grandfather. Like we said, they had to go have dinner with Brandon's grandfather. And I just want to say that he was actually really adorable.
Yeah, he is.
But I did find it interesting that he thought that Julia was using Brandon. But it seemed like he hadn't told Brandon that, which I kind of think is actually a good thing. You know, you have to let people learn from their own mistakes if that is what's happening. And plus, you know, he probably already got that talk from his parents already before Julie even came. So I think it's good that the grandfather seems supportive for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, look, knowing Brandon's parents, he definitely already got that talk from his parents. So I'm glad to see that it's not yet another person like throwing the whole using you green card thing on them. Because if there's one thing I hate in the 90-day world is when the family and friends try to say that the person is using them, even if they are. I mean, just let them be happy. And then, you know, if it doesn't work out and they were being used, hey, it is what it is. But I don't think you should try to ruin it for people. But that's just my little side note.
I totally agree. And I think that, you know, so many people probably already tell them they need to have at least someone in their corner that lets them know that they're on their side no matter what. You know, I'm sure they already feel pretty overwhelmed and, you know, have these thoughts, am I being used, whatever. But you have to follow your own heart sometimes. So it's always good to have that person that supports them, which it seemed like his grandfather was pretty supportive.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Kiana, what in the world is with Brandon giving Julia a hickey? Childish.
Okay. Yeah, it's childish. I mean, but why not put something over that? Girl, why not put some makeup or something? Okay, I get it. Whatever. I guess it happens. But come on, you're about to go to dinner with his parents and his grandparents, and you know that you're going to be, even if you weren't going to dinner, you know you're going to be around his parents at least. So why not put something to cover that?
I wish that the listeners could see the eye roll that I just did when you said it happens. His parents are so strict. And not even just that, but Brandon is 27. What are you, why?
Yeah, he's too old for that.
He did it on purpose.
I'm sure he did. But at the same time, it's like, why would she not cover that? You know how his parents are. Like, it's just like another long conversation waiting to happen.
Exactly.
About, oh, well, you guys are doing this. This is exactly why you guys have separate rooms right now.
Which is BS also, because they're the ones that put the bowl of condoms in the room. So Don't pretend like y'all don't know what's happening. It's just weird. I don't know. That was weird.
The whole thing is weird, but I do think that they should. I think he probably did it on purpose and she didn't cover it up on purpose. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, she said that she tried to cover it up with her jacket. But girl, y'all are in a restaurant. How long are you going to keep your jacket on?
Heard of foundation? I mean,
right. We know she wears makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying. They did that on purpose.
Definitely.
Whether it was like, hey, let me do this and then you can show my parents. I don't think it was that, but I think it was just like this unspoken thing. Because I know that how Julia feels about Brandon's mom. You can tell.
Right. And I want to talk about that later, too. So don't forget.
Okay. Yeah, I think you can tell how she feels. And honestly, I feel like Brandon's mom is jealous of Julia.
Ding, ding, ding. But let's save that.
Okay.
Okay. So what did you think about Julia and Brandon wanting to get married on May 9th, aka Mother's Day.
Girl, I say they get married on freaking May 9th because guess what? That's their wedding day.
Yes.
And his mom's like, what? You're getting married on Mother's Day?
Yes.
Like, girl, first of all, and I don't even know if the 9th was actually Mother's Day, but they kept saying it was Mother's Day weekend. Like, who cares?
Girl, I feel the same way. You know, a part of me had mixed feelings a little bit just because I'm thinking, especially like on the day you get married, of course, that weekend, but also like in the years to come, anniversaries and stuff. I was thinking more so for Julia and Brandon, will they want to celebrate their wedding anniversary and Mother's Day at the same time, like when they'll have their own kids, not necessarily just because of Brandon's mom. I kind of felt like I could understand where she was coming from, but also she has to let her son live his life. Point blank period.
Now, I agree with that. I do think that they should probably think about it as far as, do you really want to have your anniversary on a holiday or holiday weekend? But the only reason Brandon's mom said anything is because she's jealous.
Definitely.
The first thing that she said was, that's Mother's Day weekend. Like, girl.
I don't know if it's just me, but honestly, I probably would not have put two and two together that fast.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
when May 9th is coming up, I'm like, oh shit, that's Mother's Day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Brandon and Julia, that's what they did. I'm pretty sure they did not think, oh, let's get married Mother's Day weekend. No, they said, let's get married on May 9th because this is the day, this is the first time that Brandon ever messaged me or whatever it was.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure they're not like, oh, let's get married on this weekend because it's Mother's Day. Oh,
I was actually proud of Brandon because he was not backing down from his parents. Mm-hmm. He said, no, if Julia wants to have this day, we will get married on this day. And that's that.
Period.
And I loved that. This was the first time that we have seen him stand up for Julia and not let Julia look like the bad guy by going against what his parents say or what they want. I love that.
Yeah, because I think that when he doesn't stick up for her or when he knows that something's making her upset, but he doesn't say anything to his parents, I think it makes her come off to his parents standoffish or stuck up or like she has the bad attitude or she doesn't like this and that. So I think when he actually stands up and says something, it kind of makes them feel like, oh, it's not just Julia saying this. It's both of them.
Or at least we hope so, because his mom still says something kind of a little backhandish, like, well, the date's not set in stone yet.
You see, at first I liked his parents because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like so cute and they're like old or whatever. And they just really love their son. But seriously, every week that goes by, I just get more and more irritated with his parents.
Stephanie and Ryan. All right. So when they first showed Stephanie, I just wanted to point something out. They said that she sells weight loss injections or does weight loss injections at her medical spa.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell kind of injection is it? Like, what is being injected?
I have no clue. All I know is, of course, they had her cousins on this episode.
Yeah.
And the cousin's like, oh, I lost 80 pounds or whatever.
Girl,
it was. What?
That's what I said. I was like, wait, she lost 80 pounds from these weight loss injections?
Must be crack.
The cousin loses 80 pounds from these weight loss injections. And then she turns around and gets pregnant. What the?
Yeah.
Like, and girl, don't you want to enjoy your body?
Yeah, and I was like, are these cousins together or are they both her cousins? Because I was a little confused by that.
They're both her cousins, I think.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It just kind of seemed like, are they sisters or are they partners?
I think they're Well, they may not be sisters, but I don't think that they're partners. I just think that they're both her cousins.
Oh, okay.
But I thought that was interesting that she was selling weight loss injections.
I don't think it's like weight loss injections that she's selling. I think it's like, you know, some type of beauty thing, you know, like maybe a Botox or something. They have all these kinds of...
She should have said that because...
It's something like that, but I don't think it's like, you know, something that she's selling necessarily. I think she does like some type of treatments at her spa.
I do want to take back, well, I don't want to take it back, but I do want to make an observation on something that I did just say. Why doesn't her cousin want to enjoy her body before getting pregnant? I do want to acknowledge that maybe she lost the weight in order to get pregnant. You know, sometimes.
Yeah.
I have to do that. I do want to acknowledge that I know that. I did also have a question about Stephanie's friend that was in there, the hat on the white coat. It said that she was a medical assistant. I'm trying to figure out why the hell she's wearing a white coat.
What do you mean?
She's not a doctor,
right?
Or some kind of provider, you know?
Why well, maybe that's you? Her uniform.
Girl, I was like, I'm thinking she's the one giving the injections. And then they said medical assistant. And I'm like, wait a minute. Something's not right here. But yeah, she's also selling weight loss injections. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were doing something weird there.
I mean, I'm sure she's probably not the one that's giving the injections because she's the medical assistant. Unless they mean medical assistant, like she's her medical assistant. Unless they mean that, and like maybe she's a doctor, but she's her assistant that's in the medical field. So she's like her medical assistant.
I would just say, I don't know any providers that want to be called a medical assistant. You better call them by their title.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
But who knows? I don't know. That was just pretty interesting to me.
Yeah.
But let's move on. Okay. Stephanie is going to Belize so that Ryan can propose to her. And she's going to give him her parents' engagement ring for him to propose to her with.
Right.
I was wondering if she really wanted her parents' engagement ring because it's her parents' engagement ring, or does she want him to propose to her with that ring because she knows that he can't buy her another ring?
I think she wants to get proposed to with her parents' ring. I mean, obviously he can't afford to get her ring, but I think it's because she wants to get proposed to with her parents' ring. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that, but I think unless she like hands him the ring and then turns around so he can propose real quick, she should not give that man her ring because who knows what he's going to do with it.
Right, exactly. I don't know that he would do something crazy with it because we haven't actually met Ryan yet. Have we? No, we haven't.
Not really. We just saw her talking to him on FaceTime and stuff.
Right. So, you know, we cannot judge a person that we haven't really seen yet. But, girl.
Well, I would say that to anybody. Like, I'm not giving you my parents' ring if it means so much to me. Unless you're about to freaking propose to me right now, because what do you need it for? Exactly. Why do you need to hold on to this? Heck no. If it means anything of value to me, I'm not giving it to you so that you can go do what with it.
But then it's also not special if I like hand you this ring and then you like get it and then you hand it back to me.
Yes.
But
I totally that's exactly what I want.
At least you know you'll get your ring back.
Yeah. I'm going to give you this ring. Yeah, I'm going to give you this ring right now. I want you to turn around and then I'll turn around and act surprised and you can put it on my finger. But you're not going anywhere with this ring.
Okay, Stephanie is dropping so many bombs on us since we first saw her last week. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So let's get into this. Stephanie is already paying for Ryan's living. Like, she's paying for his rent and bills and all this other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once COVID hit, and I guess the rest of his family wasn't able to really work either, she also starts to pay for their rent and bills, et cetera, et cetera.
Stephanie is like the female version of Caesar, of that, what was that one guy's name that was dating the Ukrainian girl and he bought her that cell phone?
Oh my gosh, David.
Paul, oh yeah, David. Okay, Stephanie is the female version of them. I mean, how many times do these people have to get taken advantage of? Now, I'm not saying that Ryan doesn't like her, love her, whatever, want to be with her, but I am not taking care of your whole entire family.
First of all, I'm not taking care of you.
Right.
Let alone your whole damn family.
Exactly. I really don't get it.
Right.
I get that, you know, these people are in different countries. You know, they're poorer, maybe. They don't have the same opportunities. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got it. But at the same time, you have to know when you're being taken advantage of.
Seriously. And the fact that she was already taking care of Ryan, it rubs me the wrong way, because where's his job, you know? Which, yeah, we learn now that Stephanie has a friend who apparently has some kind of, resort or something. And Stephanie talked to her friend about getting Ryan a job. And girl, she reveals that she is paying his wages. I just want to rewind just a second here.
Yeah.
Why? What kind of friend does Stephanie have where she asked her friend to give him a job, but her friend doesn't pay him?
Yeah, I'm confused.
You have your own business. You have your own employees, but you're making somebody else pay him? What is that?
It seems like maybe the friend was like, well, if you want to get him a job, then you're going to have to pay him. And she's like, okay.
That seems like a horrible friend. The friend is basically getting a worker for free.
Yeah.
For whatever resort or whatever it is, the friend is basically having a free worker, because that friend is not paying this worker. That's really weird to me. That could be the snake that from the damn last time. I don't know.
Also, we know that Stephanie is a smart woman. I mean, she owns two successful med spas. So we know that she's smart. So I'm just trying to figure out, why is she not making smart decisions in her love life? I mean,
we have seen this so many times. It's like they get blinded.
Yeah, and she did say that she was so focused on her career and building her businesses that she never focused on romantic stuff. So I guess this is her time to just be young and dumb and in love. But Stephanie, seriously, this guy's going to clear you out. And also, Ryan knows. It's true with anything. Like, once you let somebody do something and they see, they can get away with it, then they're just going to keep doing it. So
keep doing it.
Yeah. So she starts off paying his bills and his rent or whatever. Then he's like, let me see if I can get her to pay for my family too.
Exactly. And she's like, yeah, sure. Great. Whatever.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
I would have been like, you know what, bro, I don't even got it like that.
Yeah, exactly. Until you freaking get over here, and then you can see how I'm living when you come here. But until then, you're not going to know anything about my financial situation, because you don't need to know. If you like me.
They're just living the lavish life right now, living off of Stephanie, which is absolutely ridiculous. But I also did want to mention, Ryan apparently does not know that Stephanie is the one that pays him at this job on the resort.
I believe that. I can see why she wouldn't want him to know that, but I just feel like she's just getting taken advantage of all around.
I can see why she would not want him to know that, but what kind of relationship can you have with somebody when y'all are keeping so many secrets? Look, we already know that she slept with his cousin. Allegedly, he doesn't know that. Mm-hmm. She's paying his wages. Apparently, he doesn't know that either. What could he possibly be hiding from her? You know what I mean? You know,
just like last week when he said his friend needed some rice or something, so he went fishing. So we know he's hiding something. I mean, come on.
He's totally hiding something. What kind of relationship can you have when y'all are both hiding things and keeping things from each other? I mean, at this point, she might as well just say, you don't have to work. Here's the money. And honestly, I'm not going to lie. I would be pissed off if I found out that I had a job and then my significant other was actually the one paying me and not my actual employer, because that means I was working for no reason, really.
I mean, not really.
My employer's not paying me, my significant other is. You might as well just give me the money, okay?
Heck no. I'm not going to just give you any money now. You're going to have to work for it.
But maybe Stephanie feels better knowing that he's not sitting around every day.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I do think that he'll be pissed once he does find out, because I'm sure he's going to find out this season. So I do think he'll be pissed when he finds out, because, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing
if you think
about it. And it shouldn't be embarrassing. But, you know, like, as a man, I'm pretty sure he'll be embarrassed by that.
Right.
So that's the only thing. But I do think that she does probably get some comfort knowing that, okay, he is working, even though I have to be the one that pays him. At least he's still working.
Freaking horrible friend. We don't know the background, but just from what we do know, horrible friend for making her pay him, even though she's not his employer. That's all I'm going to say.
But maybe the resort isn't doing so well, and the guy's like, I mean, I can't really afford to put anybody else on staff, but if you want to pay him, then sure. But then, like you said, it would kind of be like, well, what's the point?
Let's move on. Jovi and Yara. Okay. I just want to say that now, on this episode, I totally see why Jovi did not like that damn rug when they were in the store last week.
Why?
That rug wasn't an ugly rug, but it's not a rug that you would get, I feel like, when you live with your man. It was more of like a rug that maybe a woman or whoever, you know, would get if they lived alone.
Yeah,
it was more frilly and, you know.
Because I'm planning on getting one of those rugs in my house, actually, my new place. But actually,
it was a cute rug, but...
Well, you know, Mother has that rug at her house, though, and it's similar to that in the living room.
Really?
So, I mean...
I'm trying to think. I don't know, but...
I think it's just personal preference.
Right, but I do understand, like, it was more of a frilly type of rug, and if that's not what he likes, I could totally understand that, because when they were in the store last week, we couldn't really see the rug, but then when they rolled it out, I was like, yeah, it was like furry. It was kind of more of what a girl would have in her apartment, not necessarily what maybe a guy would like.
I see what you're saying in that respect, but I do think that she's just trying to have some stuff that she likes in there as well. Because if you remember, like, it's still only his stuff. So maybe she just wants to have some stuff in there that she likes as well.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. But you know what? It was actually nice to see them not fighting for once. I mean, in the beginning, of course, of the episode. It was actually really nice to see them kind of be a little lovey towards each other and not be snapping at each other. Because they will go back and forth.
I think Jovi just... I think he's not ready, honestly, but
same.
That's just my opinion.
Yara actually did say something that made me wonder if Jovi is even the guy that she wants to be with. Mm-hmm. When they were talking and she was saying that she wants all this money, she wants to live in this super expensive mansion and she wants to be friends with
penthouse for $27 million.
Girl, and who she wants her husband to be and who she wants her friends to be. I thought that was very interesting that she would say that. And I get it. Maybe she was just kidding. But a part of me doesn't believe that she is just kidding. Like, if she had the opportunity, I feel like she would totally leave Jovi for
a rich somebody person.
A rich guy, yes.
I think that Yara is just bad and bougie, and she knows, like, she likes the finer things in life, and I think she wants Jovi to give her at least some of those things. But I don't think, I'm not saying that she won't leave him, but I don't think she would. I think she just likes finer things in life. Like, she likes to look cute. She likes designer stuff. You know, I don't think that she would just up and leave him the first chance that she got.
Girl, I don't know. Because it sounded like she was already kind of setting up her way out, you know? Like, she's talking about how she didn't like New Orleans. And if she doesn't get her way, she'll move. After having the conversation about all these rich people that she really wants to be around, mm-hmm. seems like she was kind of trying to set up a way out. So once something happens in New Orleans that she doesn't like, she could just go on about her business right. and be like, well, I told you.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Girl, I don't know. So Jovi bought her a new phone. One of the new iPhones with the really nice cameras. And it was funny. Jovi kind of took the phone and it looked like he thought that they were about to take a selfie together. And like, she was really handing him the phone so that he could take her picture. I thought that was so funny. I was like, girl.
That is Yara for you, I think, in a nutshell.
Exactly. Tell me what you think about this. So there's a part in the episode where Yara, in my opinion, was being so rude. So her and Jovi are out to dinner, and he tells her that his mom will probably want to hang out with her while he's gone for 4 weeks.
Working. No.
And Yara. is like, well, I don't want to go out anywhere with her, but she can come to the apartment.
I agree.
Oh, my God.
I mean, okay, really? There's nothing wrong with hanging with his mom, but what are we going to do? Like,
y'all actually, could go get lunch. I mean, it's not like y'all are.
No. And actually, I don't want her to come over either. She can call me on the phone and we can talk and she can check on me. But I think it's just awkward. Like, why are we going to lunch? And why are you coming over here? What? Oh, I don't know. To me, it's just awkward.
As one of my good friends told me, shout out to Crystal, it's only awkward if you make it awkward. If this is somebody that you care about, you should want to, you know, get to know his mom and let her mm-hmm. come over if she wants to check on you. To me, that's kind of sweet. And I mean, her to be like, well, I don't want to go anywhere with her, but I guess she can come over. It's just like,
I'm with really? Yara. I'm sorry. See, this is the same thing. Like, this is like the same thing when they went to the mom's house and Yara's like, I'm not spending the night over there. Like, I don't care.
No, it's
the same thing. Like, I'm with Yara. No, I'm saying for me, because I'm with Yara. Like, I don't want to hang out with your mom. I'm sorry. Like, I just don't want to hang out with her. I'm sorry. It's nothing against her. It's not that I don't like her.
Yeah, I am so disappointed in you.
Why? Maybe it's just because, like, I know me personally, I don't want to hang out with anybody. I want to stay at home. If I'm at home, I want to be home by myself. Like, I don't want to go to lunch. I don't want to I like doing things by myself. I want to be by myself. And I think that's how Yara is too. Like,
I understand. I understand, but it's not like he's saying she's coming over every single day. He's saying, hey, I'm going to be gone for 4 weeks. There might be one or two times in here in that 4 weeks that maybe my mom will want to, you know, get to know you and things like that. I mean, you're supposed to be apparently, supposedly marrying her son. It doesn't seem weird to me that she would want to get to know Yara. I mean, come on.
It's not weird, but I'm just saying, like, for me, I'm with Yara. We don't need to, and it's not just his mom, it's anybody, whether it was his sister, you know, cousin, whatever. I'm sorry. I don't want to hang out.
Unacceptable. Okay.
And then, what about when his freaking friend, when they went to the pedicure or whatever?
Well, wait, did they really show that? I didn't really see a lot of that. Isn't that happening next week?
Oh, is it?
I think he was on a preview for next week's episode.
Oh, never mind then.
So we were talking about when they were at dinner. And that's when he brought up the whole situation where his mom might want to come visit Yara while he's away. And then they got into talking about kids and things like that. Can somebody please explain to me why Yara was acting so surprised that Jovi wouldn't be home all the time whenever they actually have kids?
I mean, that was a little weird because you know his job. And you know, like, he works like 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off. So it was a little confusing that she was kind of acting.
She's acting kind of like Natalie, which we'll get into in a few minutes. But she was acting, it was like, really, why are you acting surprised? Why are you,
right?
Do you think that he will be able to just quit his job or something when you have kids just because you don't want him to be gone? I will say,
his job? Is he like, he said something about going on a boat or something? Was he like a merchant underwater marine?
No, he's in underwater robotics.
What?
Which is the same thing that his dad did, I guess, is what he was saying.
I thought he was like a merchant marine or something.
No, he has like I don't know what they do, but it sounds fancy.
He must be smart, which is why his head is so big.
Well, sure. Let's go with that. Let's talk about what you said earlier about Jovi seeming like he is just not ready for a relationship. So Yara's crying, talking about the miscarriage that she had and about how she had to have surgery. And Jovi just seems so nonchalant. Disgusting. I wanted to choke him out.
It was disgusting. And he's like, well, yeah, you had a miscarriage, but they didn't say you were going to need surgery right then. So, like, what?
Yeah, and somebody's lying because she was saying up and down that he knew she was going to have surgery. And he was saying, no, he didn't know. Right. So somebody was fucking lying. It just seems weird that he would even just leave in the first place.
He's like, well, I didn't know that you were going to have... What did he say? I didn't know you were going to have a miscarriage, or I didn't know you were going to have surgery or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He was saying that he didn't know she was going to have an operation. And he was saying stuff like, sorry, what else do you want me to tell you? I was
how old is Jovi again?
I don't know how old he is, but he's old enough to not be acting like that because...
I think it was childish. And it was like really disgusting how nonchalant he was acting. It was really... Like, that was not a good look. It really made me sick because it's like, okay, she's like,
that shit would have turned me so off. I would have honestly probably gone back to wherever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mike and Natalie. Oh my gosh, Mike and Natalie's segment starts out with Mike shooting fireworks into the air and obviously Natalie complaining. Per usual. I just have a few questions here. Number one, why is he shooting fireworks in the daytime?
I think he knows that she's bored. So he's
Wait. Let me ask my second question. Can fish really die from the sound of fireworks?
I don't know.
Because that's what Natalie said.
Yeah, that's what she said. But then when they finished, he was like, see, no fish died or whatever.
Like she could actually see it.
Right.
So later on in the segment, Natalie said that she's, or it was actually right after the fireworks, Natalie said that she was starting to learn a lot about Mike's personality and she doesn't know what to think.
Well, it just seems like Mike is mean. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's like what she was telling her friend when he went to Kiev. He was like fun. Mike, and mm-hmm. he was cool, but now he's like all serious and it's like any little thing that she says or does, he seems like annoyed with. I feel her because, I mean, come on, she's bored.
I totally get it. And I think a lot of people can relate, especially now that COVID is going on and, you know, quarantine, there's not a lot to do. I totally understand why Natalie is, you know, complaining about being bored, but I just feel like it's something that that she should have already known about him.
But how would she know if he never showed her that? Like she said, when he went to Kiev, he was fun, Mike. So how would she know how he acts at home?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is before you move to a whole other country with somebody, it seems like you should probably know more than one side of them, know who they truly are.
Well, I'm sure she thought she did because he was like in vacation mode then, obviously. Right. And now he's like, I gotta go to work every day. It seems like, you know, I think he has like his routine.
Mm-hmm.
I think he likes to do things his way. Like, this is what I do every day. I go to work. I come home. I have a beer. You know, I think he's set in his ways. And I think he doesn't want to change. You know,
well, he's going to have to. I don't see how they can even fix their issues, honestly, when he's at work all day and she's home alone all day.
Yeah.
He needs to take some time off. I know he probably took some time off when she first got there. Well, actually, no, he didn't. Because on this episode, they're already on like 87 days until the wedding or something. So actually, he didn't take any time. He's going to have to take some time out and they're going to actually have to sit down together and talk about their issues or else I don't see it working at all.
See, that's what I'm saying. It seems like he doesn't want to get out of his like routine or whatever. He's like, these are the days. Like I work Monday through Friday or whatever, like I'm not changing my schedule or I'm not changing the way that I do things.
Right. It's you. Annoying.
It's like I'm not changing the way I do stuff for you.
Girl, it is so weird. Okay. Kiana, there was a scene where Natalie is about to do laundry. And she picks up a bottle of bleach and she's like, oh, this is softener. She thought it was softener. I'm assuming fabric softener. Girl, first of all, another set of two questions here. Number one, if she knew she had to do laundry, why the hell didn't she ask Mike how to fucking work the shit?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I was wondering if the producers were actually going to let her put that bleach on her clothes.
Okay.
Before she realized that it was bleach and not fucking fabric softener.
Yeah. So in regards to question number one, I think she probably assumed that she would know how to work the washer.
I don't know why she would assume that, but okay.
I mean, how different could it be? You know what I mean? Like, when I was in Japan, you would assume, like, it's a washing machine. Like, it would be the same for the most part. And for two, do they not have bleach in Ukraine?
I would assume that the actual machines maybe were the same, I guess. But if you can't fucking read what's in these containers... But I mean, if you don't know what it
means,
it
has a very distinct smell.
Yeah. Girl, that shit was for the episode. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, because unless they
unless they don't have bleach in Ukraine at all, even if you can't read the bottle and you don't understand what bleach means, you can smell it and you'll know, like, oh, this is bleach.
Girl, I was like, I know these producers are not gonna let her put bleach in her damn clothes. Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna sue them if they did, if they let me do that shit for some content.
Sue them.
Yes, sue them. Okay, so Natalie was doing chores around the house. You know, obviously, while Mike is at work, she's bored. She's doing chores. There's a scene also where Natalie is cleaning up cat litter and she's like dragging the cat litter. I don't know why that's so funny to me. I want to say, Natalie, girl, I feel you. I feel you. Cat litter is probably, and I would never think this ever in my life, but cat litter is probably the heaviest shit I have ever tried to lift.
Ew, when did you lift cat litter?
Well, at one point in my life, I had a job working overnight, and I had to pack stuff into boxes. And some of those items happen to be cat litter. And that is the heaviest shit ever. Kiana, I'm telling you, I think I almost broke my back trying to lift cat litter. I would never think it would be that heavy, but for some reason it is. I don't know. So when she was dragging that shit, well, obviously I was like packaging up stuff in order to send out to people. Natalie is packing up used cat litter, which I'm sure is still disgusting. The same.
And it's probably heavier because it's all wet.
Ew. Girl, I don't know, but that shit is so heavy, and it was so funny watching her drag that shit across the floor because I was like, Natalie, I feel you. If I saw carts at my job that had cat litter in it, I would avoid that shit like the plague because that shit is like 100 pounds in one bag. I don't know what it's made out of.
First of all, if I was Natalie, I'd be like, I don't even like this cat, and the cat doesn't like me. So I'm not doing anything with the cat litter.
For real. Okay. But enough side notes. Can we just talk about Mike's daily commute to and from work and how it's 6 hours?
Yeah. It sounds like he needs to find something maybe a little closer. What if there's an emergency? I'll see you tomorrow, Natalie, because I won't be home for another 10 hours.
Now, you know, Natalie already doesn't want to live so far out in the damn woods anyway. They might as well move. Mm-hmm. 6 hours, 3 hours there and 3 hours back. And then in between, you work a whole shift. I don't remember what Mike's job is, but that is just too much. I cannot imagine.
It's a little excessive unless he's getting paid like
this motherfucker better be getting paid like $120,000 a year.
I think I need more than that to be driving 6 hours a day.
Yeah, like maybe
I need like $120,000 a day. They gladly fly my plane there every day.
Right. Okay. I feel like when it comes to Mike and Natalie, you can totally tell that Natalie is so annoyed when they're together. That scene when they were in the car driving to like wherever they were vacationing at with the waterfall, and he asked her if she was excited, and she gave him the fucking meanest look, but then she caught herself and then she's like, yeah, I'm excited.
See, I thought she didn't understand what he said at first.
Oh.
And she's like, well, oh, yeah.
Maybe that's it. But it just seemed like, damn, this is like, she really does not like him.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's that she doesn't like him. I think that they have so many issues. And he seems very like, passive. Instead of them maybe talking about it, it seems like he just, let's just put it behind us and go on this vacation and have a good time. And she's like, no. We still have something that's unresolved. But right. Of course, you know, he's not.
Mm-hmm. I also want to know why Natalie said that it seems like Mike kind of chews his words sometimes, like she couldn't understand what he was saying. Natalie, yeah. You got to be the last person talking about chewing words. I'm sorry.
What?
We can barely understand what Natalie's saying. And okay, I know obviously she has a really thick accent. Mm-hmm. But Natalie, it always seems like she has something in her mouth. Like she has cotton or fucking something in her mouth all the time.
Yeah, I guess it is just her accent.
I don't know if she was being rude when she said that, but I didn't like it. And I also don't like how she acts surprised that he asked for wine at dinner or beer at dinner or that he ate a steak at dinner. Mm-hmm. Natalie, these are things that you know about Mike. You know he drinks alcohol.
I mean,
you know he eats meat.
Now that is annoying because it does seem like she's kind of trying to change him. What's wrong with him eating? Like, she doesn't even want him to eat meat.
Well, you know, and obviously a lot of vegetarians don't want people to eat meat, I guess. But the biggest thing is that she knew this about him before she came over here. She knew mm-hmm. this about him from the very beginning. He never tried to hide the fact that he drank alcohol or that he ate meat. Why yeah. she's getting upset? She like gives him a death stare every time he yeah. will order some alcohol at the restaurant or even something with meat in it at the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm like, Natalie, what is it?
Unless, here's my thing, because you're right, maybe vegetarians don't want people to, you know, eat meat, whatever, whatever. But unless I've never had meat before or alcohol, you cannot try to tell me not to eat meat. It's going to be your decision. It's going to be that person's decision. You can't decide for them, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't want you to eat meat anymore. So I think that's where she needs to stop.
Yeah. And then he ordered something, I think like brisket nachos or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kept asking him, like, didn't you say that you were going to stop eating meat this week? Or I wanted to say, like, did Mike actually say that? Because I don't remember him saying that. And I felt bad for Mike because I'm like, you know, he's on vacation. He wants to get some good food that he probably doesn't really get all the time. You know, want to relax. And here's Natalie talking about, so didn't you say you were going to stop eating meat?
I think he maybe did tell her that. And if he did tell her that, I think he shouldn't have. Because yeah, obviously he's wrong. Now look. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I don't know.
I think he shouldn't have said that. I think he did tell her that, though, because why else would she be saying that? Maybe he didn't say it on camera, but I think he did tell her that. And that's why she was like, no, start today. And he was like, well, it's too late now because I already ordered these freaking nachos.
I'm wondering, though, maybe he didn't tell her that, but she was saying it in like such a way that he would then do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who knows? Let's talk about the wedding date thing. So Mike is asked if he wants to go ahead and choose a wedding date, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, not really, not yet.
I'm telling you, there was a change in him mm-hmm. after she gave that ring back. And no matter how they try to, I think he can't get past that.
Should he get past it?
Yes, but I think he can't.
It seems like at this point, not only do they not know when the wedding date will be, but also they don't even know if they're going to be getting married at this point. It just seems, it's like all up in the air, which I think it's good that she asked because you just got to put some things out on the table sometimes. Maybe, I guess, not on vacation. That probably mm-hmm. wasn't. Time. But also I'm thinking when he gets home from his 6-hour commute after working all day,
nobody
he probably don't want to talk about it then either. So like mm-hmm. when exactly are they going to talk about it? So I commend her for going ahead and asking, but I don't know.
Side note again, I was just thinking like he drives that truck. He's driving 6 hours a day. He probably has to get gas like every day. But back to the story. I think that unless they get like some counseling or something, I don't think they're going to be able to get past these like little issues that they have, because it doesn't seem like they have like a really big issue. It just seems like they have these small issues that...
Well, I think one big issue that they do have is that Natalie doesn't trust Mike. I think she said it on the phone with her friend. But also, if you notice the whole root beer float thing, that the dessert thing that they had at the dinner, and she kept asking him over and over if it had beer in it.
First of all, she's annoying. Did it have root beer in the drink? I mean, even if they don't, I mean.
That's something that really stuck out to me. She kept asking if it had beer in it. He kept saying no, because it doesn't. And she kept, it was like she kept thinking that he would purposely give her alcohol, even though he knows that she doesn't drink very much.
Yeah, she was tripping.
And he would purposely do that. How much trust do you have in this guy if you think that he would do something like that to you?
Well, here's my thing, sis. If you really don't believe me, just Google it. I mean...
Well, yeah, but I would still be mad that you don't believe me. I already told you. Telling you.
Definitely.
And I would
never
do something like that to betray you, basically. And
well, yeah, definitely that. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to keep telling you that there's not beer in this when I've already told you 10 times. Like,
yeah, and that's basically what Mike did. He was like, you know what? I'm just going to eat it then.
Yeah. Like, do you feel drunk? Do you feel anything?
Seriously. Because if you don't drink, she would have been feeling that shit already with how much damn ice cream she ate. Okay. Are you ready to move on?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Tariq and Hazel, a.k.a. Tarzel, or as I like to call them, Hazeek.
Yeah.
I love Hazeek. Okay. I'm sorry.
I like the Tarzel.
Name. Oh, okay. You like the name Tarzel?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Actually, I like Tarzel.
Okay, so it's the next morning or whenever, and Tariq takes Hazel to go get an American breakfast because he's so excited to show her how Americans eat breakfast, you know, how it's different from in the Philippines. And he takes her to a place called Hair of the Dog.
Okay, girl. I actually heard of that place because, you know, they're like where I live at. And I heard it's really good.
I'm sure it's good, but I'm sorry. I don't want to eat at a place that mentions hair and animal and nasty fur in my food.
Not type in the food.
That's what I think of. Why is it called Hair of the Dog? What is that about? It's not even like dedicated to a certain dog.
Well, it's kind of probably like Eye of a Tiger, I guess. Girl. I don't know if that thing actually means something, but I mean, it must mean something.
So I thought it was pretty weird, and maybe they edited it out. But did he even explain to her what all the breakfast options were, or did he just order whatever?
I don't know if he explained it, but I think he just ordered like a whole bunch of stuff so that they can just eat it and sample it.
I don't know, but I thought that was kind of weird, and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, I'm not gonna lie.
I think he just wanted her to sample the stuff because she's never had any of it. I mean,
yeah, but he didn't even explain to her what it was. But like I said, they could have edited it out, so who knows.
I mean, I think he just wanted her to sample it. I don't see it being the big deal.
Look, okay, I'll just say this. If Hazel didn't mind, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that at the breakfast. Tariq wanted to go ahead and talk out where they were going to get married. And Hazel did not like that. She was like, can we slow down a little?
Yeah, I've only been here one day, literally.
I get it. Right. But I also don't get it because you came over here because the plan is to get married. So why not talk about it? Why are we going to wait?
Yeah. And also, I didn't take it as him like trying to rush. I took it as he was kind of like just asking her about it. But I didn't take it as he was like, oh, let's go get married tomorrow and we're going to get married at this place. Because obviously, yeah, you came over here to get married. So I thought he was just bringing it up.
But we do know that Hazel is really overwhelmed. You know, she stated it a few times. So maybe that's why. But I mean, to me, it makes sense that we would talk about where we're going to get married because we both already know that we are getting married, right? Okay. So I didn't like, though, that Tariq had said that he had already had a place that he wanted Hazel to look at, that he wanted to get married at. But then she brought up a suggestion of wanting to get married in a church, and he kind of totally disregarded what she said. He didn't really listen to it. They played the clip of when he went to her church, I guess, back in the Philippines.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a lot, but
it was.
Obviously, it wouldn't be like that for a wedding here.
Tariq knows how church is. He knows that it's not going to be like that. But
yeah, so when he dismissed her, it was kind of like, really?
Yeah, and I think, I don't see what's the big deal if he keeps saying that he's like not religious or whatever. Like, okay, if you're not religious, then why not just get married in the church for her? It's not like you have to be religious to get married in the church. If you don't believe that stuff, then what's the problem? Especially, just how I look at it, she came all the way here. She doesn't have any family. Just get married in the church. That's literally the only thing she's asking you for.
Thank you. Can we please just talk about this place that Tariq wanted to get married at? I don't know what the hell this place seemed like, some kind of cult. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I was like, what in the absolute hell? He's talking about, look at this crystal. It's as big as a rocket ship. I was like, oh my gosh, he's about to damn drink the Kool-Aid or something.
Okay.
Then they were walking on that circle thing to leave. I was like, what is going on?
I was a little confused because then he was talking about how people from all like religions and stuff go there and no religions. And I was just confused. But maybe if somebody knows like what that place actually is, like, you know, maybe they can give us some insight on it.
Right. If y'all know what it is, please let us know, because we were just
in layman's terms.
Yes. I did want to mention that Tariq, when they first walked into that place to get the tour to show Hazel around, and the guy that was giving them the tour, I guess maybe he's like in charge of it or something. And he told Tariq, he's like, hey, I've seen you around here before. And Tariq said that he's been going there for 17 years. Mm-hmm. I was like, really? Tariq's been going there for 17 years and this guy doesn't know who he is? Awkward.
Oh.
Let's move on. I wanted to talk about Hazel meeting Tariq's daughter, Ari. And there was a point when Hazel actually said that she was nervous to meet Ari, and mainly because she didn't know if Ari would like her or not. And Tariq mm-hmm. said that, like, of course she'll like you. And then in the confessional, when he's by himself, he literally said that he was so nervous for them to meet because he wasn't sure. I'm sorry. I cannot stand when people talk about stuff that they don't know. If you don't know if your daughter's gonna like me, then you fucking better say some other shit. Like, hopefully she does. You're an amazing person. Why wouldn't she? Blah, 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 blah. But for you to be like, yeah, she'll love you. It's great. Whatever. And then you go in this damn confessional and you talk about how much you don't know if she'll like me. Really? Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to give me, why are you purposely giving me information that you don't know to be true? I'm just saying. Okay, let's move on to our last couple. Our girl, Rebecca and Zieb.
Rebecca.
So, Kiana. Okay, I was so mad at Rebecca on this episode because she decided not to move in with her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend.
Yay.
What in the hell? What about all the drama?
Girl, that was for TV.
Oh my gosh.
She probably already had this apartment.
For real. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I think that even if she didn't have this apartment already, I think that Rebecca knew better to move in with her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend, or is it her fiance? Whichever. I think that Rebecca knows how her daughter's boyfriend is,
mm-hmm.
and that it wasn't going to be a good idea. That's exactly. Honestly what I'm not going to say anything bad about the boyfriend because I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. But from the vibes that he was giving off on the last time that we saw him, he didn't seem like he was going to be very nice to see.
Yeah.
So I just meant to mention that her new apartment looks like a warehouse, right? That shit was big as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because wasn't Rebecca supposed to be so broke?
Girl.
But she moved into this giant-ass apartment. That shit was big. Kiana. Rebecca used to live in this apartment building with her ex, and she's afraid of how Zia is going to react once she tells him.
Let's take a pause.
Okay.
Why the heck does it matter if you lived in that apartment building with your ex-husband? It's not the same apartment. It's just the same building.
I kind of felt the same way at first. But then I took a really deep look inside myself. And I would be a little bit upset, not gonna lie. I think for me, I would be wondering when you come home, does it cross your mind the times that you were coming home to this other person?
What?
Y'all lived here together.
Oh, or, heck no.
Or if it's the same layout, do you think about the times that you guys spent together in y'all's apartment?
First of all, I'm not thinking about any of that.
That's what I would be thinking. So I really didn't blame Rebecca for being nervous to tell Ziet because honestly, she should be.
I guess I see what you're saying, but I mean, as long as it's not the same freaking apartment
it just seems like really there was literally no place else in the
Maybe
entire
she really
city.
Likes those apartments.
Get out of here. There's nowhere else that you can live, really, Rebecca? I didn't like that. It just seems so wrong. It's different if there really is no place to live and you don't have a choice. But for her to move back in there and she said that she actually said that it's because she really liked the apartment when they lived there.
Yeah, I don't blame her. I'm telling you, if I lived in a really nice apartment, whatever, we moved out, and then I was like, oh, I need to get another apartment, I would probably look back into getting back in that same complex that I was in originally if I really liked it.
I probably would too, but I don't know if I would if I was going to be living with my new fiance. Who knows? Okay, so can we talk about how Ziad brought all of his friends and family to the airport and how sad it was?
Yeah, it was sad.
Oh my gosh, his mom was crying, his friends were crying, everybody was crying. It was so sad.
And that's when you see stuff like that, and it just lets you know that not everybody is doing this just to get a green card. I mean, who would leave their whole family, friends, everything they know? You know, it's clear that he's close with his family. So, and that's why it bothers me when people do that whole, like, oh, they just want a green card. Because not everybody does. Some people are really leaving their livelihood to be with this person.
You know, I felt the most bad, honestly, for his sister because his sister never really liked the idea of him being with Rebecca in the first place. And I kind of just felt like, she wasn't very happy for him. She didn't want him to leave. And I'm imagining, obviously you're my sister, but we also have two other sisters. And I'm just imagining any of you guys leaving the country and I wouldn't see you guys for however long because you mm-hmm. had to be with somebody in another country. I would be so upset. And that's how I felt his sister felt.
Mm-hmm.
was just really sad to watch. Also, side note, I never realized how much him and his sister looked alike. They kind of look like twins, honestly.
Yeah.
But you know what, Kiana? That was our last couple.
Oh.
This was actually a really good episode, in my opinion. There, a lot was going on in this episode with all of the couples.
Yeah, it was.
But, Kiana, what did you eat while you watched the episode?
I ate some seafood pasta from Carrabba's. And I can't remember the exact name of it, but that was it in a nutshell. Some pasta with seafood in it.
I ate some cookies. That's it this time. And they were the turtle cookies. And so they had chocolate chips and caramel and turtle stuff. And
turtle stuff.
whatever turtles. Like chocolate turtles are made of
nougat,
whatever
nougat.
That's what I had in it. And that's what I ate, and it was so good. You gotta eat it with some vanilla ice cream. Oh my gosh, so good. Well, y'all, that's the end of our episode. I am Kiara,
and I'm Kiana.
And don't forget to follow our podcast on all social medias. Twitter is 90 Day Fiance WWH. On Instagram, we are 90 Day Fiance. Wait, what? And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. We hope you enjoyed. Peace out.
See you later.